Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, good morning. This is Stacy and Dee, and today is January the 30th, 2016. It's actually the last Saturday of this month, within the beginning of the new year. And welcome back to the show. I know we are a little bit behind this morning, and our show started a little bit not our regular scheduled time, but you know, life happens. We have to make adjustments. However, it is a beautiful, when I say a beautiful day outside, it's a beautiful day in the DSW. I'm not sure where you guys all are, but wherever you are, I hope you're having just as beautiful day as we are experiencing this morning, and you know, and that you guys are getting out and getting your activity and your day started. I went to the gym this morning. I'm so proud of myself. I haven't been in a few months, but I made it back in there today. Yeah, I'm trying to get, you know, get the fitness back on track. So this morning,
it's summer fine.
Well,
getting
girl, I'm
summer fine.
My fellow co-host, beautiful co-host, Dee Moore, is on the line. I'm trying to get my finest way before summer. Spring finest is what I'm focusing on.
Yes.
Not even the summer. The summer is now far away.
Mine's going to take into the summer. Last night I was at the gym as well. Matter of fact, this is my third. Yesterday was my third day in a row going to the gym, trying to work out, and it's beautiful
Yay.
Weather like this that keeps me inspired. Yes.
Congratulations,
you are,
girl.
Thank you. I never work out, but Stacy, you
be
on.
But, yeah, girl, I'm
I
down
don't.
6 pounds and counting. So I'm pushing. I'm down 6 pounds. I'm counting. I'm watching the calories, doing my little portion control. Got to get it back. But, you know, I'm excited.
Get it right.
Yeah. I'm excited to get into this topic this morning. We're going to be discussing angry black women, you know, why am I absolutely angry, and do we have a right to be angry, you know, or is it just all stereotype, you know? So that's our question this morning, and we're hoping that you guys are tuning in and that you guys will, you know, call in and engage in the conversation with us so we can hear other women and men perspective on this topic. So, what is your perspective on the whole angry black woman notion, Dee?
Well, you know, to me, and I just want to say to the audience, thank you guys for your support, because it's the comments, the messages, the likes on our Facebook page that keeps us going and keeps us motivated to continue to do this every Saturday. So, definitely want to say appreciate you guys. When Stacy and I came up with this topic, we were trying to, we can only speak because we are of African descent, Stacy being from Jamaica and me here in the U.S., we have experienced our fair share of stereotypes and implications that our behavior is because of our background, or our ethnicity, which I feel is ridiculous and extremely unfair. But I also have to say that sometimes those stereotypes can be not only damaging, it basically lends to a notion that in a sense of the way they respond to certain things. You know, just to answer your question specifically, Stacy, it bothers me when there's any stereotype that's attached to an African American woman or African American man, because I know we're all not the same. I know we may respond a certain type of way, may have our head turned a certain type of way, and that looks quote unquote like an angry black woman, but I hate that phrase and the idea that just because I'm black and that I'm upset about something that is not justified. I think it waters down the situation. You know, if I'm upset about a situation, say for instance, I'm at a store and I may have been treated unfairly, and I respond. And the way I may respond basically is based off of the way I feel at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman, white woman, could be in the same scenario and the same amount of upset or same angry as I may be, and her expression of anger does not, no one's saying, oh, there goes this blue white woman. You know what I'm saying? So it's unfair, it's derogatory, extremely negative, but it's also perpetuated in art as far as television shows and series and movies where the character, that angry, hostile, contentious black woman, and it causes me to wonder whether or not it is life imitating art or art imitating life.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, Dee, that you just shared. You know, when I look it up, and I when I was actually, you know, looking at different articles and reading stuff last night on the whole angry black woman notion, it says that an angry black woman is also known as a sapphire, which I had no idea that that's something that we were also called, or that, you know, that was something that was attached to us when they call us an angry black woman. And Dee's absolutely right when she says that a white woman can have the same expression or the same reaction to something similar to, or the same thing that we react to or express ourselves towards. And she is not plagued with that stereotype, or they don't attach that to her. They just say that, oh, she's expressing herself, or she's venting, you know, or she's just being emotional. For us, we're angry black women. And even though I do feel there are certain situations and certain topics and things that happen with us as as black women, as a race, and as a culture that do cause us to be angry, and I think to some degree we have a right to be angry. But, you know, to always think that we just go around being angry just to be angry is, to me, is unmerited, and it's unfair, and it's not justly, I guess, dealt with, you know, instead of looking from where we're coming from. And when I was looking at different articles online that was written by bloggers, also a few articles that was posted by the Huffington Post, there was this one particular article that I found by Femi Maddie, and she is a blogger, and this was also in the Huffington Post. And she had a list of reasons why a lot of us black women have valid reason why we are angry over certain things, but it's overlooked and it's not fairly understood or talked about. And a few of those things that she mentioned, I have to say that it is true, because I have experienced those things myself since I've been in this country. One of the things that she talked about was somebody telling her that she was pretty for a black woman. And, you know, she took offense to it. Another thing she talked about was when she was in kindergarten, our classmates, they were playing princesses or some having a little tea party or something. And she told her that she could not be the princess because she is not pretty. And, you know, when the teacher was like, what? You know, what do you mean? And she said, she's not pretty because she's dark skinned, so she can't be the princess. So in those type of situations, what I'm saying is that when you grew up hearing stuff like that about yourself or about black women and stuff like that, you sometimes wonder, do we have a right when we do get upset over a situation and we get passionate in the way we express ourselves, that we do have a right sometimes to be angry?
Well, I mean, I think regardless of a scenario or the situation, is always, for the most part, to the way that we express our anger, especially in a public setting, it is often disregarded if it's not done in a respectful manner. Like, for instance, the other day, sometime last summer I was at Walmart, and this one woman, she was with her boyfriend, and she basically went off on him. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know what the man, I don't know what he did, but I even, like, I'm guilty of this too. I was like, there she go acting ghetto, you mm-hmm. know, or there's the contentious black woman. And it reminded me of the Tasha Smith character in Why Did We Get Married?
Or the Tyler Perry movie when she, well, see, like, in, no, well, finish your point. Let me see where you're going with it.
With that said, you know, it was, and it goes back to the way I feel as far as we generally, the way we communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, is extremely harsh. The way we, and it, I think it moves into the way that we respect each other. If we mm-hmm. have respect for one of another, we're going to talk to each other in a more respectful manner. It's just, if I respect you, just like I respect my, you know, my employer, my colleagues, if I respect you as an individual, regardless of who you are, my husband, my boyfriend, my son, my daughter, my cousin, my mom, if I have a mutual respect for you, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to jump into that angry black woman mold. But I do agree with you with everything that we deal with on a daily basis. You know, we do have every right to be angry about whatever comes across us. You know, what, we're human. We have every right to express anger. I just feel that black women, just like any other race, we should not be put in a certain category because we're black and we happen to be upset about something. But I do feel that it is our responsibility as women to channel our anger and to express ourselves in a better manner and a better representation of us. Mm-hmm. Because I hate every time I go somewhere or I'm out in public or anywhere in which I'm in the public, general public, I feel that, you know, I'm not the poster child for black women, terminology to use, but I do not speak for my whole race. Neither mm-hmm. does the other woman that you are placing in a particular category just because she's black. Because mm-hmm. I've seen many women of different races that can go harder than a black woman, period. Mm-hmm. Hands down about a situation, but they're not disregarded as, oh, that angry black woman. It's like, oh, well, she's upset. she's angry. But if it's us, we're hood, we're ghetto, we're uneducated, we're that angry black bee, you know, it's all put in this negative category connotation just because we're upset about something. A couple years back, I attended a birthday party for one of my close friends, and amongst us were business professionals. The restaurant or the establishment had ran out of shrimp. It was a Cajun place, Cajun Hole in the Wall in Dallas, and they ran out of shrimp. And she was obviously irritated. Something else happened that night. I can't remember if our tables wasn't ready or something else, you know. But long story short, she expressed her, you know, disappointment. And it wasn't even at the level that I was like, ooh. And this woman was an attorney, highly educated, well-spoken, well-read. And she expressed her, you know, like, you know, wow, we've waited. And then I think that's what happened. We ordered. And then when they came back, probably about 5 minutes later, they said, oh, you have to change your order. Everybody that had shrimp had to change their order because they ran out of shrimp. So she was like, okay. We all kind of like changed our order. We're here for the birthday girl, whatever. And then when everybody got our order, her order happened to be wrong. So not only did she not have shrimp, she ordered something they did not bring out her correct order. It was just, one thing after the other. And so she had to speak with management. Long story short, management was very nonchalant, kind of pretty flippant, kind of blew off the whole group and her especially. And it was, I saw the waitress kind of roll her eyes over, kind of like, and you could just tell it was like, here she is acting black, or here she is acting hood. And the waiter was black. So it wasn't a racial thing, but we also characterize ourselves as the angry black woman. And she wasn't acting hood or anyway. She was a black woman. She was angry. She had every reason to be because they did not accommodate and they messed up and they didn't even act as if they were even apologetic. So a lot of times I feel when we are angry, we are disregarded, we're overlooked as if we're over-exaggerating, as if we're not really, our argument is not valid. And when, I don't know about you, I go to you, I tell you there's a problem, regardless of that problem, and a service capacity. And that's generally when we get mad. We go off, and I say we people in general, we get mad, we're at restaurants. At the service station, when we're paying for a service, we get mad at home with family members, friends, or our significant others. We get upset when things aren't going the way that they should as planned, and then there's no backup or there's no ability to recoup. That's normal, but it just feels to me that it's disregarded the moment you speak out on it if you don't do it in the manner which people expect for you to.
And I agree with so many of the points you made. It's especially in particular to the point that you're making about us. You cannot be responsible for another person's behavior, attitude towards something, but you are responsible for your own behavior, attitude, and emotion towards a situation or a thing. I completely get that. I have been in situations too like that where our feelings is disregarded. The what is happening is overlooked merely because you're dealing with black people, or stuff like that. And and I've been in restaurants where I've seen white women throw a fit over the simplest little thing. And they are management, the wait staff, they're all at their beck and call trying to fix this. But whenever a black person or a black woman address certain things, then of course everybody is staring and everybody's looking, and she's just being, as Dee said, the angry black woman that is overreacting. And as they say, when other races of women behave certain way, oh, they're emotional. And it's the same way the media and stereotype it too. They're being emotional. She's just passionate about what she believes in or what she stands for.
Exactly.
She's a passionate person. She's emotional. Let her have her moment. Let her get it out. When we do it, oh my gosh, then we're the angry black woman. We have a chip on our shoulder. We're as Dee said, we're ghetto. We are uneducated. We don't know how to express ourselves. When in certain situations, some of the times, as he said, we do have that right to react certain way to certain things. And I think that's what Fami Maddie was saying in the article that she wrote, because she talks about the different things that we go through. Like one of the other thing that she is very upsetting to her, like all throughout college, because she spoke properly in high school, she was called Oreo. Even when she said it went as far as the one of her teacher telling her that she is very shocked that she speaks so well and proper English, because she pronounces her word, and I guess she doesn't use Ebonics enough or whatever it is. She's shocked that she speaks so well. And like in those certain situations, I can see how someone can lose their cool and react, in probably a very boisterous manner, or even a cantankerous manner. And yeah, I still believe we're responsible for a reaction, and it's good not to, but not to let somebody pull you down to that level But some, I do understand it. I get it sometimes when, especially when you're tired of hearing something, or you're tired of people stereotyping you, or you're tired of people looking at you a certain way because you don't fit the image or what they think they know about us, which whatever they know about us is, most of it is a narrative that is told by people who don't know nothing about us or our history. Because what they know about us is what they see on TV, what they read in magazine, or what they hear in music video, which that's a small percentage of what black culture is, who black women are, and what we represent. And a lot of those times, as I said, things are a narrative. Everything has a story, so they're going to depict the story to tell it the way they want to tell it. And those people don't speak for every black race or every black person. So I feel where she was coming from with this article.
Now, what website is that article on?
It's on the Huffington Post. Her name, she's a blogger. Her name is Sammy Maddie. It's spelled F as in Frank, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, I as in India. Last name is M as in Mary, A as in Apple, two T's like Tom, and I as in India. And I'm going to share this later on with you guys on our blog as well, because she went down a plethora of other reasons why, you know, some black women, when we express ourselves about certain issues, depending on the platform and the situation, that we have a right to be angry. One of the things she also mentioned was the fact that, you know, sometimes we don't get the privilege of living free, of letting our hair down and just be ourselves or be teenagers or go through the different stages of life, because we are stereotype or, you know, plagued with that we're just the B word, we're thugs, we uneducated. And when white women or white men do certain things, then, oh, they're just being teenager, being adolescent, they're just, you know, and some of those things, for example, that she mentioned, just to give you guys some example of what she mentioned, she said, playing your music loud, you know, walking on an abandoned property or abandoned building, just kicking it with your friends after school, or, you know, even trying a joint, wearing a hoodie, you know.
You know, with that point, I can definitely, that is so true. Like, that is 100% true. 100% true. Like,
she hit the nail on the head. Because we really can't be free to do certain things like the other race. Because we're so afraid of people labeling us and stereotyping us. You know, so she made some valid points when she said, it's like, if we play our music too loud, if you're just having a good day and you're jamming or whatever it is, then people start clutching their purse. If you're walking with a hoodie, you know, for our males or even the women, then they look at you a certain way. It's like we can't be free. We can't be free to be ourselves. So I couldn't argue with her with a lot of the stuff that she was saying in the article. And as I said, I will share the article and some of the points that she made, you know, about the experiences that she has had and the things that have been said to her. And one of the other ones, Dee, I know you're going to get a kick out of this one, because I thought that was very offensive too. And in that situation, I agree with her if she wanted to be angry, because a guy approached her and she said she thought it was a really cute guy, you know, Caucasian guy or whatever it is and whatnot. But when she got to the nitty-gritty of why he wanted to date her, it's because he had this idea or this notion in his head from what is being said that black women are good and bad. And she was, you know, like livid. She said she kind of went off. She lost her cool, because if this is the only reason why you have an interest in dating me. So, you know, she really was offended by that. So how would you take something like that, Dee, you know, would that be one of the situations where you think that probably you would lose your cool too?
Yes, I would, because, you know, that I'm pretty sure people are curious. I know they are. how it is to be with a, you know, a black woman. And I think the same curiosity exists with being, you know, women that have never experienced making love to a black man. You know, I can understand that. But it is a slap in the face. It's not all who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than just sexual objects. And it hits to a deeper core than, say, for instance, a man saying he wanted to know how it feels like to be with a Latina woman. Because we were brought here to this country and we were raped, we were sodomized, we were pulled away from our family, and there was an asphyxiation, and there still is, of about African American women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our body, the way we, but you know how it is in bed with a black woman, we were constantly, constantly violated and over sexualized. And it's the same as what's going on right now. It's just that a lot of it's more consensual as opposed to non-consensual. But yeah, a lot of times the issues that bother us as African Americans go far deeper than what we can even understand. And it is that much harder to even express that to people that are not black. You know, so, you know, if a man calls, or if somebody calls, if a woman calls me girl, and I'm a grown woman, is offensive.
Mm-hmm.
If a man calls another man boy, a white man calls a black man boy, it's offensive. It's beyond not acknowledging this person as an adult or a grown man. It has racial implications. You flip that and you have a black man calling a white man boy. It's still offensive. It's still disrespectful, but it has deeper implications. So for a man to say, you know, I'm just curious of how it is, that's disrespectful and is showing that there's really no regard for that individual or to get to know her, is that you are a sex object and that's all you are to me. Yeah, that's a kick in the teeth, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's something to be angry about.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Stacey. Have you went off in public about something in particular that could be characterized as you being the angry black woman?
Honestly, I am always usually, I try to be very conscious of the way I carry myself. I think there was only one time that I, in my life, that I can remember that I actually had to go, you know, had to, and it wasn't that I didn't scream at her. I just... just the look on my face, because do you know me? It's very hard for me to hide my emotions because it shows on my face before it shows anywhere else. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And I was on a cruise with my sisters and a couple of other good friends, and I'm allergic to chocolate. And the waitress, she, when I placed my order, I specifically told her put nothing on the plate, chocolate. Because I'm allergic to chocolate. And she said, okay. And I said, please remember. And she said, no, I remember. I got it. Thank you. Anyway, she went back to the kitchen and she came back. And what was on my plate? Chocolate. So I told her, so I look up, but the way I looked up at her, it was like, you know, when you spin your head right around where it's put, because I checked with her specifically. Twice before she left, I said, remember, no chocolate, okay, no chocolate. And she was like, hey, I wrote it down. And then when she came back and she put the plate down in front of me, there was chocolate. So I spin around and I look at her and I was like, I thought you said you got it. I said, there is chocolate here. And she was like, they didn't have anything else. And D, I think... I turned red, and it probably was hard for everybody to see. And I was like, what do you mean they didn't have anything else? So you brought me something that potentially is bad for me, that I can go into, I don't know, a fit or a seizure right now to eat, then to come and tell me, and to then you just say they have nothing else. So I don't matter. And that's how when I said that I don't matter, I think my voice pitched and everybody – or the other, I shouldn't say everybody, but the other table that was next to us turned around and started looking. And then that's when one of the managers came over, and he asked what happened, and then he started apologizing and whatnot. And then my sister was saying, I should not have talked to her like that. And then the other people at the table that was with us was like, but she asked for it. And then I think what pushed her over the edge is when she said they didn't have anything else. So instead of coming back and ask her if she wants to change her order, you're just going to give her whatever you feel like giving her, especially when she specifically told you she's allergic to chocolate. She can't have it. So don't put anything chocolate on the table. She brought me chocolate. And then her answer is just like, they didn't have anything else. I don't care if, you know, you have to get third right shot if chocolate gets in your system or whatever it is. Just eat it. So that's my story.
Wow. What about, okay, I have a story too, but what about that incident with American Airlines? I know, or what was it, Southwest Airlines?
No, it was American Airlines. And see, this was my sister, that the woman was so, oh my gosh, and my sister doesn't cry. But when I tell you, this lady, she got to the point where, because my sister, they had her moving from line to line, because they're saying that the wheel on her baggage doesn't fit the proper measurement to go on the flight. And we're both standing there looking like at each other like, okay, this is the bag that we traveled with to come to New York. We're going back to Dallas. So, you know, and we traveled on American Airlines. So how was it okay for us to use it to go to New York, but coming back, it's an issue. And this lady, she had an attitude from right off the bat. She did not even acknowledge you when we got to the counter, when the other lady sent us to a different counter and all of that type of stuff. And then, you know, so someone start like, you know, why are you acting as if I don't have a right to ask the questions, or you're giving me an attitude. And then she just went off, and you come over here with your attitude. I was like, nobody had an attitude. We were simply asking you, how come we traveled with the bag to New York on the same American airline, but going back, there's an issue. I said, you didn't even acknowledge us when we came to speak to you. We didn't raise our voice. I said, your energy that you're giving off to her now is what is causing the issue. And right away she got on the phone and started calling for, she said she felt threatened. And she started calling for the authorities to come and arrest us for asking questions. Nobody had an attitude, Dee. And Simone started, because, see, Simone got to the point where now she is, like, emotional. And she, you know, when you get emotional to the point that you don't know how to contain yourself, and she didn't want to be this person in the airport that you and somebody, whatever it is, she started crying.
Right.
Because she calls authority, and here they come, just for us asking a question.
That's
nobody,
crazy.
Yes, nobody gave her an attitude. Nobody. Yeah, we were frustrated moving from counter to counter, but when we got to her, nobody had an attitude, because I was starting to say, excuse me, and she was, like, ignoring us, like we weren't standing there. And then I was like, I just wanted to find out, because this is the same bag we used coming, you know, why is it an issue now for us to use the bag? And she just, and then she start, but I think the problem was that she saw them moving us from counter to counter, and already, you know, when you're in, and it's early in the morning, it's an early flight, when you don't want to deal with somebody, you don't want to deal with a situation, and you already, she already saw what was happening, so already she had an attitude like, it's 5:30 in the morning, I don't want to deal with this. I think that was her approach.
Right.
So she's going to say she felt threatened. I'm like, you're threatened by somebody asking you a question? I said, you're hired to do your job. And I'm simply trying to figure out how we're going to solve this problem, because this is the bag she used. It wasn't an issue with us coming. And you are threatened. And she got on the phone.
Was she black?
Girl, yes.
And see that now, maybe she was the angry black woman.
I think because after everything said and done and we had to book another flight for the following day, And my brother is New York PD, so when he got there, he was like, you can't call for anybody to arrest anyone. Nobody, I said, there's surveillance camera all over here. They can see nobody was raising their voice at you. Nobody came over here attacking you. I'm like, I understand. It's early, and you probably don't want to deal with this issue so early in the morning. It's 5:30 in the morning. But there's no need for you to
It's your job.
But it's your job.
That's right. It's your job. And see, you know, I had a situation too, and it's
just that when you're Black and you're expressive, first of all, you feel disrespected so many times,
mm-hmm.
you know, and beyond the, not in every case, but you feel slighted, you just upset,
yes.
and then when someone kind of brushes off or try to minimize your issue, concern, whatever that is, it's infuriating.
It is infuriating.
And a lot of times people are like, okay, she's about to go off. And might have even been the case in the Sandra Bland situation. I feel that if Sandra Bland was not Black, I know if she wasn't Black. I've seen many of shows, cops, episodes, scenarios
yes.
where it was a different race that went off on the mm-hmm. officer, even said, fuck you, or why are you fucking following me, or why'd you pull me over? We've seen those
Absolutely.
Videos, and
mm-hmm.
nothing happened. There's some scenarios in which that woman just drives off. But if you're Black and you are coined as an angry Black woman that's hostile, then there's a problem. This situation happened with me last year. I was at a beauty supply store. I had a photo shoot in which I needed three looks. One look was my look, and I needed two other looks. And so I went. I wanted to have red hair and blonde hair. And so I went to the beauty supply place. I was there when I first got there. And for you women that's gone to beauty supply places, when I got there, I was like, okay, what do I do? You know, so I'm there for a good 40 minutes. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm just looking at different options for me for this alter ego photo shoot. And so as I'm looking through the different wigs, I go up there and I say, oh, you need to buy a wig cap first. Well, I didn't have any cash. So I left the establishment because you guys know you go to beauty supply. For those who go, it has to be at least $5 for them to even swipe your card. And I was not going to buy $5 worth of anything, not knowing if I was going to get something there or not. So I left the store, went to ATM, I think Chase was on the corner, went to Chase, came right back and was ready to purchase or ready to try them on. When I got back, it was 7:30. I had to wait on a woman finish. And by the time she talked to me, it was 7:35. I need to try these two things on. I'm in and out. And for those of you who know me, I don't like wasting my time shopping for nothing. I want to be in and out. So I knew what I wanted at that point. I got my little stupid wig caps, and I went to about to, you know, point out the two that I wanted. She says, we're closing in 10 minutes. And I had to go like, damn, did 20 minutes pass and I didn't notice while I'm waiting on her? No. 5 minutes passed. So at this point, it's 7:35, 7:40. I said, so y'all closing at 7:50? Yes. I said, well, your door says 8 o'clock. I said, okay, no big deal. I was pissed. A couple minutes later, a woman comes in. She's Hispanic. She's looking for ponytails. They're really, one lady is really accommodating. And I'm just looking, I said, I have a question. And I said, you know, I'm looking at the whole situation. There's no push. There's no rush. There's no jumping. There's no, man, we're closing in 3 minutes, you know, at that point in time. And I asked her, I said, this woman's buying a $6 ponytail. I said, but yet 15 minutes ago, you let me know that y'all closing 10 minutes early. And I said, you know, she's like, well, I'm sorry if that doesn't work for you. I mean, she immediately had an attitude with me. This is a young woman that at the hair salon, not Black, I don't know what she was. She could have been Asian. I don't know if she was a people's kid. She had no broken English. At the end of the day, it was very disrespectful. And I wanted to pull that card out, because some of us do, mm-hmm. but I didn't. I wanted to go hood. But then that would just be, in my opinion, perpetuating the cycle.
Right.
Here she goes. So I let her know what it was, and that was pretty much it.
And you know what, Dee? My best friend that lives in New York, she called me because she was so frustrated. And she vented to me rather than, and I was glad that she vented to me versus going off on the store. This was the time she was engaged, and she's going to meet her fiance in Florida. And she got off work. She stopped in somewhere up in Manhattan, which is mostly, you know, Caucasian and whatever. We know New York is a melting pot. It's a mixture of a lot of race, but Manhattan, and when you live on the upper side of Manhattan and all that type of stuff, you know, it's pretty much mainly whites, you know, Jews, whatever the case may be. So she was working. She's an RN, so she works at, and she also does, she was working at some of the different clinics. She was also at some of the different clinics and stuff like that and so forth. So what happened was she went into a nail salon. She was at the nail salon, and then she went into I'm losing my train of thought here. Okay, yeah. So she went into the nail salon, and she walked in, and she was like, "Hello." She said no one answered her. They were working on, it was a few other clients, which are white, but she said no one addressed her. So she sat at the front where, you know, you sit when you walk in and you sit to wait, and she write her name down. So she's texting me at the same time, and she was like, "Stacy, pray for me." And when I got that text, I knew something was wrong. So I called her, and I was literally on the phone with her. We're just chitter-chatting on the phone, you know, not to make it look obvious, because I'm trying to calm her down. And she was there on the phone with me for like 50 minutes. No one asked her, "How can I help you? You know, do you want anything?" And before she got, I said, "Just leave." I said, "Just leave. Just leave. Don't say anything. Just leave." Because I'm, you know, talking to her to keep her calm. And then by time I could get off the phone with her, a white woman walked in. And immediately the lady said, "Hello," and somebody responded. And then they're asking her how they can help her. And that's when she was like, "Oh, my God." That's how she said it. And I said, "Go outside." And she just walked right out the door. Because all this time she's been there, nobody said anything. They didn't address her. They did not do anything at all. They just ignored her like she was not even there. And stuff like that is probably why a lot of them are frustrated, and a lot of them do react the way that they react. And it's, you know, as I said, yes, we're all responsible, as the point that Dee was making earlier, for our emotions and how we choose to react in different situations and environments and how we carry ourselves. But some of the times I do feel it's warranted. Even the whole Sandra Bland situation that Dee brought up, the blogger that I was talking about, she brought that up too. She said when she saw that clip, she clinched because she merely asked a question. But he automatically gave her an attitude which, you know, further let her, gave him back an attitude because he felt she didn't have a choice. So,
and it's kind of like a lose-lose type of situation. So what is your suggestion? For, you know, let me at least say this real quick. My suggestion is, until people stop labeling, it's always going to be that idea of the angry black woman exists when we're just regular human beings reacting to a situation that is not favorable for us. And sometimes no matter what capacity, how we address it, it's just because they see that we're black and we're upset and expressing it. is still put on that there she go, acting black or the angry black woman. And I just feel like it doesn't matter how we do it. I can't suggest any way other than people just to be classy with the way they address an issue, and that's for all races. You know, if someone is not of your business, if someone does not appreciate your time, no need to get bent out of shape. Just move elsewhere and just express the way that you feel and keep it going.
I agree with you. And, you know, I know we have just a few minutes before the show end. And I just wanted to say thank you guys again for those that are listening online. For taking the time out to spend your Saturday with us. We appreciate your support and for always, you know, engaging with us and stuff like that. And we do appreciate it, what keep us going. But I know it's frustrating. I know that in certain situations and some things that happen to us, it's warranted. I know we live in a society where the playing field is not leveled, where we see so much things happening, not just with us as black women, but with our black men, and it makes us angry. It does. I am angry over some of it, and I have to learn to contain myself. But I still do believe that, you know, as I keep saying this, to the point that Dee was making, that we are responsible for our emotions. We are responsible for the way how we choose to express that emotion and how we choose to behave, especially in public. But yes, as I said, I know it's very difficult because we live in a society, again, where the playing field is not leveled, where we are pushed sometimes to the limit, where people do overlook us, they do disregard us, and they do pretend as if we don't exist, and it causes us to react in certain ways. But we all don't have a chip on our shoulders. We all are not just angry black women. It's a stereotype that is placed on us. When the other races, as we said, express themselves in certain way, oh, they're just passionate, they are just emotional, let her get it out. But for us, it's different. You know, so as I would say, as black women, just try your best to make sure that you think before you act, that you kind of take a, you know, count to 10, you take a deep breath, you know, blow in a paper bag, do whatever you need to do, because your kids are watching too. And we are trying to create a better generation for our kids. But I do agree, in certain situations, it is warranted, though, but not all the time. Most of the times, we can do a little bit better. So that's my closing to us. As we said, we have a few minutes left before the show ends, and I will share that article that Sunny Maddie wrote from the Huffington Post on her blog, because she did have some great points. I think it's almost 20 points that she lists in situations or things that have happened to her throughout her life, why, you know, she felt that she had a right to be that angry black woman at that moment, and she didn't care about the stereotype because it was warranted. And in a lot of those situations, I agree with her 100% that she had a right to be to be that angry black woman, if that's what they want to call us when we're defending our men or how we're treated or how our men or children is treated and so forth and so on, or when we're being ignored or overlooked merely because of the color of our skin. So, yeah. Did you have any other final points or closing that you want to share before we go? Okay, I think I may have lost my co-host because I know she's having.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't realize I had you on mute.
Oh, okay, no problem.
But no, I was just saying, no, I didn't have anything to add to that. Definitely appreciate the messages and the comments and the suggestions that on topics that we are receiving in our inboxes. Definitely continue to support the brand. Again, appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. Our social media platform is the same across all social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio.
Right, and the show will be available for replay or to listen to again if you missed the show or if you joined the call late. So it will also be available later on too as well. So I have 1 minute left, and I have a caller that wanted to say something. So I'm going to give him the floor for the 1 minute that we have left in the show. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute our dear good friend, Amani Valentino, that has something to share.
Hey, ladies. Thank you all so much for allowing me to come in this last
minute.
Good
morning, Amani. Good
afternoon. I enjoyed the show. I think that black women do have a right to be angry black women. Now, whether or not they choose to exercise that right, I think that's a different story. I think that versus reacting, being reactionary, I think there needs to be a lot more proactiveness from black women as well as from black men in general. And I think that through being more proactive and focusing on the family and the community and their role specifically in the family and in the community, I think it will help a lot better, because black women should be able to go to black nail salons. They should be able to go to black businesses and support black businesses and do those things. And I think that in the midst of that, knowing that you all are the mothers of civilization, not being able to see your children, yourself, as well as your men, be able to be who we were born to be, it does cause a lot of anger. But taking a proactive approach to it could obviously help, and I think would easily soothe much of the anger and the reactionary actions that have taken place, which label you as angry black women.
Well, there you have it. Well said, Amani. Very good and valid points, and I appreciate you calling in and taking the time to call in and to make that comment. Those were the things that Sammy Maddie was talking about in her article as to why she has no apology for being labeled as an angry black woman, because those are the things that angers her, and that's what we were talking about. In certain situation, I do believe it's warranted,
yes,
and we have a right to be angry. And one of the other points she made was even being disappointing in our men for not doing what they're supposed to do by us, because we stand up for them a lot of times, and a lot of us feel we don't get the same, they don't do the same for us. The reciprocity is not there. So a lot of us are angry, and I think we have a right to be. So, and that's my final point on it. Well, so, thank you guys again for joining us, and we will see you guys next week, Saturday again, and we will be at our regular time, which is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today we did start 30 minutes late, or later than our usual time, but it was a great show. And thank you for spending your Saturday with us. And guys, get out and enjoy DFW. It is beautiful outside, and I'm about to do that myself. So check out our website. It's www.ttalktime.com, and everything for us is the same across the social media. My beautiful co-host, Dee Moore, thank you again for doing the show with us. And Amani, as usual, thank you. And you guys check Amani out. He's on social media as well, and his website is www.amanivalentino.com. So thank you, and have a good day, everyone. Bye.